Everybody, welcome back to Wicked Good Sports, and welcome back to the Villa, hosted by Aaron. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, Brian. How about you?
I'm doing well. Obviously tough here. Austin Villa lost to Leicester City 4-2. What happened out there?
This was a upsetting match to watch. Just right out the gate, we came out and scored, which was great. God is feeling good. But Villa said, I remember how we used to play, and I want to play like that today.
Yeah, not how they've been playing since we've been covering them, really.
No, but, we've been very good. They've been a very good, everything that I'm going to explain today, they've been doing very well, and it's been, this is why it's so difficult, this particular match.
Right. So, what's the first thing the back slid on here that you want to talk about?
Well, it was right out the gate as well, right after we'd scored. It's been like 2 minutes. I had a coach tell us in high school, he was like, the first 5 minutes of after you score are the biggest minutes because you kind of turn off because you're still excited from the goal. And this is kind of how I feel what happened. It was off of a goal kick. We shorted Kamara, Unai didn't do anything. That's not true. Sorry. Martinez. This is the problem with this. Shorted Kamara, who didn't have a good game this game, but I think he tried his best as well. He didn't dwell on it. And he was trying to break the press. He had three guys collapse on him. And, you know, if players collapse on you, there's an open spot. Our defenders did nothing. They didn't show to the ball. They didn't, you know, try to relieve the pressure. Nothing. I'll say I think it was Drewsbury Hall had a very good tackle on Kamara, because if he actually broke through that tackle, he had acres of space. So it was very unfortunate. But this was a very bad defensive game. In the second goal that was given up, it was a very poor clearance by Mings, to which the ball was recycled in, and Iheanacho was unmarked from Luka Dean and Mings, so he had a free header. So that was the second goal right there. The third goal was an unfortunate one again. Ashley Young shorted Kamara. Kamara turned the ball over in the middle of the field. Leicester had numbers running forward. And for some odd, ungodful reason, Mings is like, he's holding Iheanacho on side, giving him like 5-6 yards of space between the next defensive player in line. If he had held his line, Iheanacho's offside, and we don't even talk about this goal. It was a brutal first half. That was the first half, Brian. And we still scored a goal in the first half, too.
Yeah, so did the second half get any better?
No.
Yeah.
at least on the defensive side. I know I'm poo-pooing on the defensive side because it's really easy to pick apart right now, but the offensive side did actually produce some, you know, sort of promise. They scored two goals, albeit one was an own goal, not in the second half, in the first half. We did take a number of shots that were on target. There were quality shots. There was quality passing. It just, our defense and turnovers crushed us. We played down to Leicester's level. We gave up another poopy goal. Somebody got tackled or slipped. I can't quite remember, but they made a cross field pass, and Alex Moreno, one of the new players we signed in the January window, just misread the flight of the ball, absolutely botched it.
Yeah,
and it was embarrassing, and a guy who doesn't score very often, you know, decides to score the goal. It was so frustrating to watch. And to rewatch this match to remember what had happened, because I wanted to delete it out of my brain. It was rough.
Yeah. And then you have to come talk about it. Yeah. Also. Mm-hmm.
Can't even it's just ripping scabs off. It hurts. Mm.
Yeah, man. It's a Dolphins fan who covers the Dolphins. You know, if I understand your pain.
There's a connection there. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. During that 7-game losing streak last year, that was probably not the best radio, as they say.
Yeah, I can only imagine. You can only beat that drum so many times, and it's But hopefully, we don't have to do this very often.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah. So, what do you think that they're going to take from this game and improve on going forward?
I thought Buendia had a very good game this particular match. It was probably the best game he's had. He hit the post twice. Actually, he hit crossbar twice, which is even worse. Leon Bailey had some quality shots. I thought he had good movement, good dribbling. He didn't hang on to the ball as long as he used to. It has been. Watkins has been on the scoring sheet again. So, you know, he's been a man backed by Unai. So, you know, it's very reassuring. And he's given Unai reason to start him. So keep it up, guy. while we were down already 4-2, John Durant, the new striker we had signed from the MLS for $18 million or something like that from the Chicago Fire. The Colombian made his debut with like 10 minutes left. From what I saw, I'm not a scout, but from what I saw, he was big, he was quick, he was fast, he was strong, and he had decent vision to pick people out too. He was, he took over for Bailey, so he was on the right side of the pitch, but you know, he was finding people, bodying people up. It was a promising thing to see from a 19-year-old. So, you know, they said that he was going to be like a developmental kind of player, but you know, 2 weeks in, already coming in the game, so that's really, really big news and really big promise for
shows how he's done so far, I guess, in practices and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, if you're impressing on the training pitch with Unai, then he's gonna give you deserved starts. So not all of it's been bad either. Like, what we need is a center back, a couple center backs. I'm not entirely sure about Diego Carlos because he's been injured. But the way that Unai runs his system, he plays it out the back. So he's going to play it through his center backs and fullbacks. The Mings and Konsa tandem here. Konsa doesn't like to play with the ball at his feet, so he'll try to dish it off as soon as possible. Mings likes playing with the ball too long at his feet, so he gets it turned over. He is a progressive, Mings is a progressive style at center back. He will dribble up the third of the pitch on the offensive side, which is nice because it really confuses players as well on the defensive side of the ball. He's just not who I'm looking for. He lapses too much. And this is one of those games where I'm very critical of him because he's supposed to be that kind of captain that everybody looks at, you know, set the precedent. And he just doesn't set the precedent for me. So I think in the summer, we're going to have to go out and get a pair of center backs or something. There had been some links to Pau Torres from Unai's old club at Villarreal. I would like to see Mickey Vanderveen come in from Wolfsburg, Waldemar Anton from Stuttgart, and I had like a bunch of players too that all kind of fit that progressive passing play style where, you know, you're going to need to swing it around. You're going to need to advance the ball to the midfield. So, and then Mohamed Simka from Leipzig. Also, a very running theme here. I did pick out a lot of players from Bundesliga because I do think they're brawlickier. They look for a certain style of defensive players.
Right. Yeah, they play the different style over there.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And again, here, I had seen a visual from my morning EPL And if we were to start the season when Unai started, which was November 6th, mm-hmm. want to take a shot at where Villa
November
would be
right 6th? Now. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
It's been that long.
Yeah. Time is flying. Jesus Christ. God. That's when we started. That's when we just started the show.
Yeah, it was fun.
But sorry, you're saying?
So, since November 6th, Villa, you want to take a shot at how many points they would pick up or where they would be in the table right now?
If it started, it was like the same pace versus.
I mean, like, so if they started November 6th under Unai, what part of the table would they be in? You take a shot at where we'd be.
So they're 11th right now, right?
Yep.
But they were, when we started this, I feel like they were low. They were quite low. So I would say top six, maybe.
Close. We'd actually be in the top five. And not only top five, they've picked up 16 points in mm-hmm. seven games. So we've won five, draw one, mm-hmm. lost one. We'd be sitting third.
Okay. So it's something to look forward to for next season.
Yeah.
I know when we started, it was like, oh God, what's, you know, they're down there. What's going to happen? Hopefully this new manager will do well. And he's done great, it seems.
Yeah. This is clear indication right here. So, I mean, we're only behind Arsenal and we're only behind Man United.
Yeah.
And those two have been the hottest teams.
They have. So, no real fear of Aston Villa getting relegated. But maybe their next opponent might get relegated, but not because of anything that's happened on the pitch. You want to talk a little bit about this matchup coming up with Man City?
Yeah, so we play Sunday at 11:30 for people on the Eastern Seaboard of the United States. Villa have a very bad record, unfortunately, against Man City, but that'll happen when you're able to spend billions of dollars on players and hide it.
I feel like at this point, like anything that's been bad for your team against Man City, you can just kind of write it off.
Yeah, right.
Like,
oh, wild. So we met them in the EFL or FA Cup final. Mm-hmm. I can't quite remember. It was a few years back.
Right.
If they were to strip all the titles and all the trophies, Villa would actually have that trophy.
Let's go. So
bring some justice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, you guys talked about it yesterday. Well, or 2 days ago when you recorded podcast came out yesterday. Yeah. Swinging Shins. Crazy situation here. I've seen like, possibility. Well, okay, there's always the possibility nothing's going to happen, which, you know, we live in an unjust world, and it seems like if that happened, none of us would be surprised.
Probably. At least something slapped, but very light.
Right, yeah. But maybe they could get relegated. Maybe they could get sued by all the other teams who, are like, hey, we lost out on mm-hmm. better placements, championship, like you said, titles, money. And more money because of these things. So it's going to be very interesting to see, and I can't imagine what kind of turmoil is going on for Man City. So maybe that will help Villa here.
I'm hoping the turmoil will be, you know, the advantage here. We're going to need all that we can get. They are playing away to City, so we'll have to travel up to Manchester. It might be toxic. It might be volatile there, but I know
I'm sure the Villa fans are not happy.
No, I doubt it. Maybe they'll start cheering for – it'll be a whole crowd of Villa fans.
We'll see.
Yeah, right? Hopefully. A little bit of that magic, because we haven't won in, 14 meetings.
Oh, Jesus.
However, we did draw to them in September, so there's that. Right. There's still progress.
Oh, man. Well, we'll see. Obviously, we'll talk about it next week, and then the week after, we're going to be doing a joint show because Arsenal and Aston Villa are playing. So it'll be the three of us back again.
Let's go.
Talking about the match. So that'll be exciting.
Yeah, I can't look forward to it.
The Way West Villa for that one. anything else that you wanted to touch on that we didn't get a chance to?
No, I think it's all covered here. Just let's go up the Villa.
Yes. So anything you want to plug before we get on out of here?
Absolutely, Brian. Brett and I do Swinging at Shins, and we cover more extensively the Premier League in whole. Late breaking news, you know, any match day content, trying to just, you know, put out as much EPL as you guys can handle.
Yes.
Or, you know, can't handle. Either way, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. So go check out the podcast. It'll be the first link in the description, as always. And other than that, Aaron, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. You too, Brian. Have a good one.
You too. See you all in the next one. Oh, also subscribe. We're trying to get to 200 subscribers. I'm so mad. I'm so fucking bad at I'm so bad at this. Plugging stuff. Not good at it. Not good at it at all, Aaron.
But yes. Keep that stuff raw.
Bye, everybody.